Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everyone. This is Adel.
This is JPC.
And this is Aaron.
Oh, is it?
Wait, why are people hearing us on a Friday?
Wait a minute.
Is it Friday?
Wait a dadgum minute.
I know what happened.
What happened? Freaky Friday. Oh, it's Freaky Friday.
I'm Lindsay Lohan.
Jamie Curtis pissed on me, and now I swap bodies.
Is that what happened?
What's the movie?
She pisses in a fountain, and then they swap.
Every time I watch this movie, Jamie Lee Curtis pisses on me, and I swap
so
bodies.
So this is what you're thinking. You're on the train. It's a Friday morning. You got a little notification on your phone saying that a Hey Riddle Riddle episode just dropped. What? What the heck is this?
I better take to Twitter and complain.
Well, before you do that, before you complain on Twitter, by the way, we do want you to complain on Twitter.
Yeah,
but
please,
before you do that, let us explain what's going on. You're about to hear our first Patreon episode for free as part of our live feed. So everyone can check out the kind of bullshit and crap that we do at our Patreon.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to pay for it.
Yeah, we were talking the other day. We're like, what can we do for our listeners? And we thought to maybe just, as a freebie, toss out the very first Patreon episode we did. And now this is, we did have a live show that's on Patreon. Our Chicago live show was technically the very first episode we
Correct.
Put on Patreon. But this is our first episode we did exclusively for Patreon in the studio. So check it out. Enjoy it. What we hope is that you love it and you want to hear more of it and you subscribe to our Patreon.
I love it. It's a great episode. It's not my favorite. I loved the one that happened right after this.
Yeah.
So I think it's worth
nice.
The dating game
yeah,
one.
Yeah, nice. I get
Tease
you, Aaron.
Along.
That was
I
my favorite
it.
One.
I see
the one
doing,
that you
Aaron.
Did.
There's a joke in the episode
Reel it in
three,
a little bit.
So it's episode two of the Patreon where we do a joke that says baby crab rangoon, and it's so funny, and you've got to listen to it.
So we hope that you enjoy this episode. If you want more, you can always find us on Patreon at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle for $5 a month. You can join the Clue Crew and get access to our weekly bonus episodes that drop every Friday, just like this dropping on Friday. Whoa! So if you listen to this today, you're going to listen to two different episodes on a Friday.
patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. Have a bumpin' Friday.
Oh, no!
Have a Friday, Adel, you do something.
Aaron, I can see our numbers, and we just lost 5,000 listeners.
Okay, well, the people who are left can marry me.
So. Oh, we just got 10,000 joined.
No.
And it is March 1st, so what a perfect day, first of the month, as Bone Thugs and Harmony might pose.
To cash your welfare checks? So you can subscribe to the Patreon?
Patreon.com/HateRiddleRiddle. Have a great
What
weekend.
Are you saying?
Hey, Riddle Riddle, Patreon. Use your welfare checks.
Clue Crew.
The doctor was the Sorry, old habits. Here we go. How does a podcast evolve after you've practically solved every puzzy and riddy? You really gotta expand upon your limited brand before your show gets really shitty. You turn to face reality and pray your personalities will carry this last minute pivot through. So here comes the content that nobody wanted. Now it's time for Hey Riddle Riddles Clue Crew.
Hey everybody, it's the Clue Crew. Welcome to our first Patreon episode.
Ooh, this
I'm Adel Rafai.
So
Shut
exciting.
The fuck
Ooh.
Up.
So exciting.
Shut What are
oh,
we?
Man. Fancy.
I'm so excited.
I told you when
boys.
Adel talks, do not talk.
Ooh.
Oh, and you're Adel?
Oh.
I'm so sorry. I've been confused. I thought that you were some fucking washed up nobody clown asshole.
Am I Adel? I don't know. Let me check the birthmark
I thought so
underneath
too.
My scrotum. Yep.
Ew.
It's still
what? Ew. What?
If you had a birthmark under your scrotum in the shape of Seattle, that would be very funny because then
would
you'd
it?
Have to see Adel every time you looked at it.
No. It's in this. It's in the shape of Montana, asshole.
Montana's asshole, Seattle. That's right, Seattle. I'm putting you on blast. You're Montana's asshole. This is JPC.
This is the type of garbage you can expect on our Patreon exclusive episodes. Who do we have here?
Oh, I'm Aaron Keefe. Can you believe I agreed to spend more time with these dum-dums? Me neither.
We're so excited to offer Patreon. Just in terms of what we're going to be doing, we don't know all that we're going to be doing, but we do know some of it, and we're excited to do. We're not going to keep doing riddles and puzzles on here because Lord knows we have to save those because we're going to run out on the main podcast. But we're going to hope to do some game show style stuff, some road trip-esque games, some special one-offs. We have some live recordings that we're going to put on here. So we're very excited to give you all kinds of different content. We hope you enjoy it. If you ever have ideas of what you'd like us to see, if you ever have ideas of what you want to hear from us or what you want to see from us, please let us know. And thank you for your support.
And people have been letting us know that they want more of the podcast. So we hope that this qualifies as that.
And we hope that those people subscribe to the Patreon. Because if not, what the fuck?
And if they didn't subscribe to the Patreon, they will not be hearing this unless we release this episode to get people to subscribe to the Patreon.
Oh, shit.
Fuck.
We fucked
we
ourselves.
Fucked up. Uh-oh. It's
Uh-oh,
our character. As everyone knows in our Patreon exclusive episode, we we bought a Zordon-style computer.
Someone poured water on me earlier.
That was me. I was trying to water the computer. That was a concept that I believed that I had read in a book. I dreamed it. you're not supposed to pour water on computers.
So I'm going to be the driver for this first road trip here.
Oh, nice. Ooh, look at that. Seamless. Oh. Driver for the road trip.
And I thought, since this is Patreon and people want to hear more of us, I thought the first episode might be a good chance to get to know us a little bit better. And
get
not
to
only
know us a little bit better.
The perfect song. And not only know us, but maybe get to know where we're from, our origin stories, as the X-Men might
so
say.
So I got bitten by a spider.
And that's when
I got
you
powers, and now I can climb up walls or buildings, but I don't use it for good. I use it for nothing.
And I got bitten by Superman. We were having rough sex, and I
the most boring superhero.
Describe rough sex.
I was like, bite me. I want you to bite me. I want to feel it. And he bit me, and I was like, I wanted you to bite me on my butt.
If I had to have sex with one superhero, it would not be Superman.
Because he's got the super sperm.
Snooze.
Oh, okay.
Did you know that this, and this is a fact, this is a science, if Superman comes inside of you, it's like a shotgun blast, and it blows out the back of your head.
Yeah.
Oh. Back
of your head.
Wonder
Where's
Woman
it coming inside of you? Wait, you'd have sex with Wonder Woman?
Well, I would have sex with Wonder Woman.
That
I'd have
lasso
sex with. Who else would I have sex with?
Green Lantern?
Oh, Captain America.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I am not dead.
Yeah, that's true. But don't you think Captain America would be boring too? Because he's from the old times. So I feel like he'd be like,
ooh, I want to have some 1940s.
I feel like he'd put that shield over your face.
No, he wouldn't.
Right?
Yeah. Well, anyone would put a shield over your face, Adel. You fucking ugly piece of shit. You could get the Hulk to fuck you. Who would I like to have sex with as a superhero?
Ant-Man.
Ant-Man crawl inside your prostate, starts to stimulate it.
Make it small.
I'm so happy my parents are going to buy this.
I'll give my mom
we won't give them a code.
We're all give our parents free subscriptions. And Aaron's like, sorry, $5, motherfucker.
We have one rule, parents pay.
Boston parents pay.
I'm ready for whatever you have.
Well, I'm trying to think of what superhero
Batman.
I wouldn't want to have. I feel like, I mean, Psylocke is the classic answer, or Kitty Pryde.
Oh, okay. I would be Batman because I've always wanted to fuck a billionaire. Think of all the gadgets he might have.
I'm just gizmos. A plenty.
Ariel. Yeah, I'd fuck Ariel. She's a superhero, right?
My favorite superhero, probably Lil from the Rugrats. Oh. I'm just saying that's my favorite superhero. That's all I'm saying.
Wait, we transitioned from fucking into favorite, right?
Yeah.
She's my fucking favorite.
I got it. Let me think of his name. I think it's pretty clear.
The penguin. Right.
That's who it is. Quack, 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 quack. Because he always has an umbrella, so I don't have to put on SPF 50.
Mary Poppins.
My favorite superhero. Dead Stop. Mary Poppins is not a superhero.
Well,
Dead Stop is also not a superhero. That's Deadpool, my dear boy.
That's right. So I would want to fuck Mr. Fantastic.
Oh, because he's so stretchy. I would want
to take it all.
I would want to fuck
Sue. Oh, Black Panther.
Oh yeah, I'd want to fuck Sue Storm, the Invisible Woman, because that's what I fucked for most of my 20s.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't have a lot of sex. Not that I had sex with invisible people. That is weird. Oh boy.
I'm having fun. Tell us what we're doing.
I think this is the Patreon. It's just every episode is what superheroes do we want to fuck.
I don't want to fuck any one of them, but if I had to.
Gun in my head? Punisher. Because he'd have a gun in my head.
He would put a gun to my head.
You know he's an S&M.
Have to fuck the Punisher.
Daredevil, because his senses are so heightened. Mm-hmm. You know anything you're going to do, you're going to get a good reaction.
I don't want to fuck Daredevil because he'd be like, you know, it's crazy, me not wearing a condom. And I'd be like, no, put on a condom, Matt. You're actually putting on a condom. And he's like, wouldn't it be risky and crazy if I didn't?
So you think the Daredevil talks like Batman?
He kind of does. They all talk that way when they put the mask on.
Nuts? Let's get nuts on Daredevil. All right, here's what we're going to do for our first episode. So I talked about getting to know our origin. And then we went off on 40 minutes of superhero fucking. So we're going to get to know each other's states. I feel like to know where you come from is a big part of who you are.
I would say my state is unstable.
So yes. I'm going to call this segment state ... yo business.
Okay.
Do we think that's kind of fun? Aaron, her eyes are closed.
Yeah.
I'm having kind of fun. When you said that, I was like, "Oh, I'm having the kind of fun that you want it to end immediately." That's the kind of fun I'm having.
I'm ready.
Okay, so here's what we're gonna do. So I've pulled up information about Indiana and Massachusetts, which are the two states that you two are from,
born and bred. Aaron, how many years did you live in Massachusetts?
18.
I lived in Indiana for 21.
21
minutes. 21 crabs.
Born, and then your mother raced to the border to get you away.
So I spent a lot of time in Indiana.
So
Aaron, have you ever been to Indiana?
Yeah, a bunch.
I've been to Boston.
Have you?
Yeah, twice.
Did you have a lobster roll?
No, because I was a vegetarian both times. I went once when I was in college to see my friend Laura, who went to BC, and I went once last year for work.
Great, I guess
we've been getting a lot of messages about people from Boston who want a live show there. And honestly, please.
Here's what I'll say. And I should say this on the main podcast as well. But I'll say it to the Patreon fans early because you get this exclusive hot take. You can't just say, come to this town. We need to be brought out somewhere.
Yeah.
So don't just say, please come to Canada. Please come here. We want to, but we have to be brought out there. So if you want to bring us out somewhere, bring us out somewhere.
If you want us to come to your city, send us an email with your city and the subject line, and then also CC on that email 400 people that would buy tickets to the show. We'll come.
We will do shows in your rec room.
All right. Let's.
So here's what we're going to do. So first off, we're going to talk about Massachusetts.
Cool.
Is that the right way to say it?
Massachusetts.
I feel like my whole life I avoid saying that state because it's such trouble for my mouth.
Yeah, it sounds like a sneeze.
Massachusetts.
Yeah. There's
Can
a lot
you
of
spell it, JPC?
Mouth trouble.
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Oh, boy. Massachusetts.
Massachusetts and ladders. So here's what we're going to do.
I'm not good at spelling in
JPC,
my head.
I'm going to ask you some questions about Massachusetts.
You're asking me questions about Massachusetts?
Yes.
Fuck.
That's
I'm not
going to
know anything
game.
About Indiana.
Okay.
State your business. Aaron State is your business.
Is my business, yes.
So I'm going to ask you some questions about Massachusetts. You're going to take a guess, take a gander. Aaron, after JPC answers, you can chime in if you think you know the answer or you actually do know the answer. And then I will chime in to correct you both.
Okay. And I'm only going to be able to guess things based on what I know about Boston, but I will try to take that and...
Through the lens of knowing Aaron.
Yes. And through the lens of knowing Aaron. Gotcha.
Right.
So, Massachusetts, mm-hmm. state or no?
State or no? I'm going to say state. I'm going to say state.
No, it's a township.
Oh, damn it.
So, JPC,
Commonwealth.
What I need to know from you is what is the nickname for Massachusetts?
Okay. The nickname for Massachusetts. Oh, man. Ma, come here. Come on. Look at this freaking... Ma. Is it Ma? Oma, mama.
I think you're thinking of abbreviations. Okay. What is the nickname, not abbreviations, what is the nickname for the state? So my state, I was born in Illinois. Illinois is the Buckeye State.
Is it really?
Is the land of Lincoln.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. So the land of Lincoln. That's its nickname? Why is its nickname longer than its name?
Okay. So it's
all right. So Massachusetts is the Okay. So something about Massachusetts. It's probably old because Massachusetts is a super old.
You are, when you say old, you are very close in a certain regard.
Okay.
I would say.
It's where the founding fathers fucking grew up. What do you mind your fucking business?
Hello, mother. Hello, founding fathers.
I would say
here I am in Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. Yeah. We had a tea party here.
Well, we got to see a scene now. So, JPC and Aaron, you are two of the founding fathers.
Okay.
Or mothers, yeah. And you're having a tea party in Boston.
Here I am, John Adams. Hello.
Hey, John.
What do you want?
Nice to see you, Sam
Adams. God, this tea is scalding.
Why don't you have a freaking beer, okay? I poured you a beer. I'm a brewmaster.
Sam?
Yeah, John?
Your beer sucks.
Hey, John.
Cheers.
Cheers, motherfucker.
Cheers, motherfucker. Your beer sucks.
I'm glad you don't enjoy my beer.
I'm going to go down to Philadelphia and I hang out with my bunch of new best friends and we're going to found this goddamn country and you can keep being drunk.
Oh, yeah? You're going to go down to Philadelphia? You know what I'm going to go down on? John Quincy.
Yeah, my son?
I'm going to suck your son's
dick.
If
you go near Abigail or my son, John Quincy.
Oh, Abigail, she can fucking go smell a snoop.
Smoop.
She's writing me letters about saltpeter. It's ridiculous. Oh, God. Sam? Hey, Sam.
Hey, John. Fuck you.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback. He's the greatest quarterback.
Cheers. It's filmed in front of a live studio audience.
All right. Massachusetts, the state motto is...
No. Not the state motto. That's going to be another question. Okay. This is the nickname. And it may have many. So each state, I don't know.
I was going to say the Bay State.
If we do,
I don't think
that's
so.
The correct answer.
It's the Bay State? It's the Bay State?
Yes.
Fuck.
The reason I said you're close with old Bay is because of the seasoning. Old Bay.
Okay, I did not know that. I can't wait to see
Which is also what I exclusively date, which is Old Bays.
Of course, Aaron, it is your turn probably. Is it still staying on Massachusetts? Fuck.
JPC, what
do
we
think? She's going to have time to think about all the same questions.
Well, that's part of the fun.
I will have no idea.
Okay.
What do we think the state... What do we... since you mentioned it, what do we think the state motto is? And just to give you an example, this is my favorite that I found. Nebraska's state motto is Nebraska. Honestly, it's not for everyone.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Oh,
so I know what Massachusetts' state motto is.
So I know that they can be kind of funny.
Yeah. Massachusetts' state motto is racism alive and well.
Yep.
Their state motto is...
if you're Irish, you're fine.
God, their state motto is...
And I have two listed
here. Their state motto is, our Democrats are not like other Democrats.
We drowned someone at Chappaquiddick. So we have one of the state...
killed that girl.
There's two state mottos. One is just, a random state motto, and the other is what's on the license plate. So I have both of those,
shit.
And they're two different ones.
Land of Presidents? Is that one of them?
No.
Anything about presidents?
No.
Fuck. Was it anything about the founding fathers?
No. I mean, I don't know. If so, very loosely.
Is it anything about Springsteen?
Yes. Remember Bruce Springsteen, born and raised in Massachusetts?
Is it the boss's backyard?
Yeah.
I don't know. Everyone
in New Jersey loves Springsteen because he was born in Massachusetts.
It's all the same to me.
Yeah.
God damn it, I don't know.
Take a guess.
State motto is... mind your fucking business.
That's a pretty good guess. Aaron, do you know it?
I don't.
So one of them is make it yours.
Make it yours.
I didn't know that.
And the other one that's listed on the license plate is the spirit of America.
Oh, that's so vague. That could be any state.
That could be really
JPC, what do we think that state bird be?
I used to know this.
Is it any sort of loon? I feel like a bunch of loons in Massachusetts, if you catch my drift. The state bird. Oh, the middle finger, of course.
It is the middle finger.
That's got to be.
Because go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself. Massachusetts state bird.
Flipping the bird.
Oh, I love that.
The Massachusetts state bird. Is it something like, is it like the turkey?
No, it's a styrofoam bird cut out from a Dunkin' Donuts.
Trash bird?
Trash bird.
If you live in Massachusetts and you gave to this Patreon, thank you so much. We love you.
Oh, I love you so much.
Yeah, Massachusetts state bird is a Boeing 747.
Here's what I'll say. I didn't realize this was an actual bird. I've heard this said before.
A boob, a finch.
But I didn't know it was a real bird. Aaron, do you know?
Yeah.
It's a blue-tailed bulby.
I knew at some point.
You knew
bird.
At some point? Do you want to say now?
It's
or
brown. It's like a brown bird.
Or when I say it, do you want to just go, oh, yeah, that was it?
No, it's going to sound familiar when you say it, I'm sure.
It is a chickadee.
Oh, yeah.
Chappaquiddick?
But I don't know what a chickadee is.
Ted Kennedy killed that girl in the Chickadee River.
What's the bird that goes?
All birds.
Oh, that's a cat calling bird.
There's a, if you know, someone will know. You know who's gotten really into bird watching? Garbage brother-in-law Mitch.
No.
Oh. Does he live in Massachusetts?
Yeah.
Is bird watching what they call like looking for women on the street?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Is he a Southie?
No, he's from Maine, but he lives in
Massachusetts.
We're in Massachusetts.
Remember because I made that joke about him being dumb and poor?
I guess I don't know if I want to say that.
Oh, okay.
His address?
Oh, that I'll say. he lives in like just north of Boston.
Okay. So he's a Northie.
Mm-hmm. Northie.
If we're referencing Boston, what are some, like, Southie is a term I know. What are some other terms, like, in terms of, like, are you from Essex? Or, like, what are some?
The biggest one is Western Mass. Like, everyone in, anyone who lives past Worcester.
Worcester. That's Worcester. A good one. Worcester. Worcester.
Anyone who lives past Worcester.
And that's where the sauce is made?
God, like, oh, God, you're from Western Mass? Okay, you hick. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Do you go to Six Flags every day? Fuck you.
That sounds fun, isn't it?
Yeah, that sounds cool.
You're a hick if you go to Six Flags every day? Oh, do you know how expensive Six Flags?
you live in Cape Cod? Do all your friends leave in the winter? You have no friends in the winter?
You live in Cape Cod? What does John Kennedy's ass taste like?
Or we go, oh, you live in the North Shore. Must be nice.
Yeah,
North Shore. Must be nice. The thing about Massachusetts is the high schools give each other like a... give each other town nicknames based on the town. So like Rockland, we called Rock Pile. Duxbury, we called Deluxbury. I'm trying to think of other.
I just really like
Weymouth was Lameth.
I like the idea of like, you know how Michigan has like pure Michigan, those nice sounding ads. I like the idea of like North Shore. Must be nice.
I'm from a place called Hingham, and they call because it was a rich town. Hingham, they called us Blingham or Chichingham.
Ooh,
we're rich.
So you're rich as hell?
No, but people I grew up with were very, very rich. But yeah.
Aaron, part of this Patreon episode is getting to know us. Mm-hmm. So what's your family's yearly income?
Oh, okay. Well, I can't wait to talk about
it. JPC, what do we think Boston, what do we think the Massachusetts state flower is?
It's actually, this is a trick question. It's deflowering Ricky's freaking daughter.
Holy shit, that's correct.
I know nothing about Boston. Their state flower?
Here's what I'll say. This is another one where I didn't know this was an actual flower.
It's got to be like a swamp flower.
A chickadee.
Chickadee. Chicopee.
I know this.
Sunflower.
I didn't know this was a real flower, and it has a lot to do with history.
Oh, okay. Founding flower.
Very close.
Really?
Very close.
Founders.
What other flowers do you know that are historic?
The Mayflower.
Yep.
Is it the Mayflower?
Their flower's the Mayflower.
Wow.
Which I didn't know was a real flower. Which is why they say April showers bring Mayflowers.
Oh, wow. Okay,
worst field trip of all time, Plymouth Rock. 45 minutes on a freaking bus. You get out and you look down at a rock that's in a pile of sand. And they're like, back on the bus.
Man. Christopher Columbus committed genocide.
Let's see a quick scene. Uh-huh. JPC, you're going to be a teacher who doesn't know what they're doing and is kind of bored with their occupation, who's taking Aaron and the rest of her schoolmates on a trip to Plymouth Rock.
Are we going to Six Flags? Where are we going?
No, we're not going to Western Mass like some sort
of... Are we going to the North Shore? Must be nice.
Must be nice.
Can we stop at Brigham's and get Sundays?
Yeah, we can stop at Brigham's and get Sundays. What, are we all rich? All right, we're not all from Blingham. Yeah.
Oh, come on.
You come on.
Where are we going? I don't want to
learn.
All
right, everybody off the bus. We're here.
Everybody off the bus.
Everybody
okay,
off the bus.
Okay, what is the rock?
Yeah, so here we are. This is Iraq.
This is
Johnny, pee on it.
No, Donnie,
I'm
do not. This
pee on the rock.
Rock. This is, don't, Donnie, do
rock.
Not pee on this
Donnie,
rock.
Donnie, pee on the rock. It'll be freaking hilarious.
Donnie, I will
Donnie,
slap.
Pee on the rock.
I will slap the shit out of you, Donnie.
You gonna slap my dick?
You know I'm not allowed to do that.
Do it
in Boston.
Slap my dick. I give you permission.
We can.
Donnie,
well, I do have permission. That's
Johnny's
me slapping your
peeing
dick.
Peeing on the rock.
I'll hit it twice more.
Peeing on the rock.
This is
peeing on the rock.
This is a historical site, okay? This is where I lost my virginity.
Oh, I doubt it.
To Catherine DeFermiglio.
My mom? Oh, God, ma!
Oh, yeah, little Ricky DeFermiglio.
Oh, God.
That's
no,
right.
Ma.
No, ma. What are we talking, baseball?
Garcia Parra.
Garcia Parra.
This is where the cars are made?
Seen? Boston sucks.
So, what do we think the origin of the state name is?
Boston.
It's a
Massachusetts. The state name.
Boston. Is it a Native American entity?
It is. Yeah. So it's based on the Algonquin Indian word Massachusetts, meaning near the Great Little Mountain.
Oh, okay. What little mountain is it near?
Blue Hills.
Nice.
No, I don't know.
Okay, cool. So Massachusetts.
What do we think the state flag is?
The state flag. What does that mean? What do we think the state flag
it's
is?
White and blue. And
am I describing a flag?
Yeah. What do you think is on the state flag? How else can you interpret that question?
I gave you just, the colors.
Is it blue and yellow?
It's white and blue with like a little yellow, right?
White and blue and yellow.
Aaron's correct.
White, blue, and yellow. And on the middle of it, there's a little cartoon penguin drinking a 40.
So far, so good.
It's okay. An 11-year-old boy doing Edward 40.
It's a cartoon penguin drinking a 40. He's got a Santa Claus hat on. And then there's a big-breasted woman behind him.
Okay.
With
you're missing Ben Affleck.
Fleck. And Matt Damon. Mm-hmm. And they're both eating apples.
Mm-hmm.
And it
while
says,
they are 60...
2 years old, and it says the land of stinking.
Aaron, I don't know what it is. Do you know what it is?
It's a picture of a Massachusetts mother, and she's just like leaning into the frame of the flag going, you owe me money!
You never call. It is white and blue. It's the image of a Native American Massachusetts, so the titular... Native American. He holds a bow in one hand and an arrow in the other. The arrow is pointing downward, representing peace, which that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
And it says there's a blue ribbon with the motto, by the sword we seek peace, but peace only under liberty. So that's pretty aggressive.
Yeah, that's pretty aggressive. Seeking peace by the sword.
What do we think, JPC? What do we think the Massachusetts state song is?
It's got to be something by Pitbull. I don't know.
Bah, 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 bah. Miami, Massachusetts.
I don't know his work well enough. The Massachusetts state song. Oh, yeah, it's Sinatra.
Someday.
The Massachusetts state song. Hey, little boys, hey, little girls, you better start drinking young.
Aaron, do you know it?
Is it Massachusetts?
That is part of it.
Really?
I guess any state song, if you just spell the state, you're probably on the right track. It's a song called All Hail to Massachusetts.
Yeah, All Hail to Massachusetts.
Written by Arthur J. Marsh.
Yeah. That's actually a part of it. That's how I know how to spell Massachusetts, because in second grade we learned Massachusetts.
So I'll say a little bit of it here. So it starts, All Hail to Massachusetts, the land of the free and the brave. We've heard that before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's fucking America.
Stealing from America. For Bunker Hill and Charleston and the flag we love to wave. For Lexington and Concord and the shot heard round the world, all hail to Massachusetts, we'll keep her flag unfurled. She stands upright for freedom's light that shines from sea to sea. All hail to Massachusetts, our country tis of thee. So they basically...
Yeah, this motherfucker's just like
just
copy-paste.
Yeah.
Fuck, Jonathan, we have 7 minutes to write a state song.
Why did we spend all night doing blow and eating crab meat?
Because that's our Thursdays, Jonathan.
JPC, what do we think? And we're almost done with Massachusetts.
Okay.
Here. What do we think some of the biggest sort of industry or exports are? Agriculturally or from Massachusetts.
Oh, here we go.
They export...
you were right with racism earlier.
They export racism, dead bodies, and people couldn't keep their fucking mouth shut.
They export people who couldn't keep their fucking mouth shut.
Yeah.
What do they import?
They import...
I don't know what they import.
No, they import people whose names are Catherine and Elaine and... okay, what? I don't know.
Aaron, do you know any of these?
Export?
Do they do? Is it seafood? Crab?
Seafood is number
seafood
one.
Seafood is number one, yeah.
For their agriculture, it says.
Seafood textiles?
Gillette razors.
Cranberries is one of them.
Cranberries.
Oh, yeah. Cranberry bugs.
Dairy products.
Dairy products.
Also.
Oh, Hornster Farms. Tweet at me if you get Hornster Farms milk delivered to your door in the glass containers because you're rich and I'd love to hear from you.
Hornster Farms. I'm horny for milk.
Milk. It's cow cum.
Ew.
It is, though.
Stop it.
Who do we think some famous people from Boston,
all
from
right, listeners,
Massachusetts
if
are?
You think milk is cow cum, I want you to tweet at us at the show, hashtag milk is cow cum. If you think that milk is not cow cum, I want you to tweet at the show, hashtag you were wrong about that thing that you said.
We got some famous people. Do you know any famous people from Mass?
John Adams, John Quincy Adams.
Mm-hmm.
Nomar.
Nomar,
yeah.
Not from there.
He's not from there.
George Bush from there. E.E. Cummings.
Really?
Yeah.
H.W.?
Betty Davis, Cecil B. DeMille.
Okay.
Emily Dickinson.
Aaron Keefe.
Nathaniel Hawthorne. Aaron Keefe. John F. Kennedy.
Louise Mailcott.
Yeah,
Keefe.
Kennedy.
Dr. Seuss.
Yeah.
A.K.A. Theodore Geisel.
Okay.
Eli Whitney, who invented the
cotton gin.
Rob Corddry.
Rob Corddry, yeah.
And let me just give you one or two Boston fun facts. Okay. Oh, these are Massachusetts. I keep saying Boston.
Yeah,
these are Massachusetts.
It's the only place in Massachusetts.
Fun facts. Boston built the first ever subway system in 1897.
And the T thing is called the Charlie Card.
And when they built that tea subway, that's where we get the Boston Tea Party.
It's yeah.
Because they had a party in the subway.
I pity the fool who doesn't ride the subway car.
And that's where we get $5 footlongs. what else? The birth control pill was invented at Clark University in Worcestershire.
And fun fact also, it's never been used in Boston.
Okay. That's fair.
I promise. I put a condom on.
Put a fucking
abstinence only. Abstinence only.
That's Indiana's state song.
Mm-hmm. So that's all we have for Mass. That was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Maybe, no socks.
We all agreed that was pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
Not a ton of fun.
I'm ready
but
for Indiana.
So
it's
here's
the first
what we're
time
gonna
anyone's
do. Just to
that.
Just to mix it up a little bit, we're gonna to intersperse some would you rather?
Okay.
Games because we took fairly recently we took a road trip the three of us.
Yeah. It was 11 years ago.
It was 11 years ago. One of us died, mm-hmm. and we're not gonna say which.
If but we say the witch's name,
the curse comes back to life. So I thought to just do some Would You Rather, because we played a lot of fun road trip games on that road mm-hmm. trip. So I thought to just do some of those, and then we'll get into Indiana. So let me go into these Would You Rathers.
Okay.
Would you rather lose all your money and valuables or all the pictures you have ever taken?
What? This is a... this is easy.
Money and valuable. They shouldn't have added in valuables.
Money and valuables.
Because my pictures are valuable.
No, because some of my valuables are like things that are just as nostalgic for me as pictures. Although I would be really sad if I... Every picture I've ever taken?
Every picture you've ever taken.
Oh, I would get rid of that because I the only thing I'd be worried about is like pictures I've inherited.
What's your favorite picture you own?
Oh, not a lot. I really don't think I photograph well. But
that wasn't the question, I don't think.
My favorite picture.
What's your favorite picture you've ever taken? I don't know.
No, the favorite picture you own, right?
Yeah, what's the favorite picture you own? It could be you, it could be someone else. Yeah.
Oh, I just like, I didn't get to know, when I was born, only one of my grandparents was still alive. Mm. So I like having like I look a lot like my mom's mom and I never got to meet her. So I like having those pictures.
That's great.
I don't think I...
No jokes there because people are dead.
Yep.
Well, if... We can't make jokes.
Oh,
about.
Also, there's a picture of my mom when she's like a teenager, and she's making a crazy. Maybe I'll Instagram this or tweet this out when this comes out, and she has toothpicks in her mouth, and she looks insane. She like is doing a crazy face. And it was hanging in my basement. It used to scare me.
When she's a teenager?
Yeah.
And you said you'll post that picture on Patreon?
For
only Patreon?
Yeah, only
Patreon. Only Patreon people get access to that exclusive Aaron's mom pic.
And of course, I do want to let listeners know, the reason I did this whole state thing is because Patreon, as we all know, stands for patriotic residence. Mm-hmm. So,
what do you think, JPC?
I mean, this is easy for me because I'm not a picture guy. Like, I'm the same way. Like, I don't care about pictures of myself, really, but I also never take pictures. Like, Instagram is a really hard format for me because, like, I will take pictures of spaghetti, and that's pretty much it, but I never take pictures. I don't keep pictures. Like, when I deactivated Facebook, I just, like, lost every picture that I've ever taken because they were only on Facebook.
And you said your real name is Dorian Gray?
Yeah. But I'm just not a big picture guy. Mm-hmm. I'm a big picture guy, but I'm not a big picture guy. But because I'm not super sentimental, I'll throw anything away. Like, mm-hmm. I only keep things for practical reasons, including people. I can't wait to cut you out of my life.
Ow.
Yeah, I know. It hurts. But it doesn't hurt mine. So if someone were like, you lose all your pictures tomorrow, I'd be like, cool, what's for frickin' dinner, my dude? Because daddy hungry.
Time to move on.
Daddy's tummy's tumbling.
Oh, you know what? We might all feel differently if any of us had kids. I feel like if you had like older kids and you
lose all
their baby
pictures.
Well, some of
us have kids, but we just don't talk about it.
Yeah, I don't want to see pictures of David and Daniel.
Adel, what about you?
I'd rather lose all the pictures I've ever taken. Because I feel like if I close my eyes, in my mind's eye, I can still see those pictures.
And if I close my eyes, I only see my jewels. And if anyone ever takes my jewels, my power goes away.
And I feel
you
like
just
I
fell off a cliff.
I have trouble sometimes like throwing things out because I have so much sentimental value tied into things.
Mm-hmm. We're different
people.
So like
people. There's what did you say?
I said we're different people.
I thought you said we're dating people.
Yeah, we're dating people.
We're dating people. But I
Adel and I are just dating people. We just love to date.
We love each other, but we're opening up our relationship. But I feel like I attach so much sentimental value to things versus like pictures. So I would have much harder time getting rid of valuables than pictures. Here's another one. Would you rather be able to see 10 minutes into your own future or 10 minutes into the future of anyone else except for yourself?
10 minutes?
Yeah, it's not a lot.
Am I always able to see 10 minutes into my own future, or is this like a one-time thing?
We'll say it's always.
It's always.
Oh, well then me.
Or you can see 10 minutes into anyone else around you's future. Also, like, if I did that, use that power, and I could see 10 minutes into anyone around me's future, I'm pretty sure I would just always see them beating the shit out of me. Like, because it's so tenuous. It's always so tenuous.
So close.
Yeah. Boy, oh boy. I don't really think
But if you were like a, I mean, you could sell that information. If you know what's going to happen to people in 10 minutes, you could sell that information. You could help prevent deaths.
It's got to be a pretty quick sale.
If you could do.
Hey, do you have a minute? No, please. I really did. Never mind.
All right. Go on that boat.
Yeah.
Go on that boat with Ted Kennedy.
Oh, jeez.
Ted Kennedy didn't kill that boat. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know that I want to see my own future. I don't know that I want to know what's going to happen to me.
Hmm.
You know, it'd be dope if I could see my own past.
With pictures.
Yeah, with pictures.
Don't ever get rid of them.
Aaron fell asleep. Her eyes are closed.
Let's just do a couple more of these. Would you rather be famous when you're alive and forgotten when you die, or unknown when you're alive but famous after you die?
Unknown when I'm alive.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
I'd say all day, every day, famous when alive.
You would rather be famous when dead?
I just would rather not be famous.
Oh.
So I don't want to have to deal with the
Why
anxiety.
Why would you
of
not
fame.
Want to be famous?
Oh, that's I have a fear of that, because then you have to stop crying at airports. And that's sort of my thing.
How to unpack this.
That's like the best place
Wait,
to cry is at an
is
airport.
Is that celebrity Aaron Keefe crying?
She's
I don't
sobbing
know.
Sobbing at an airport.
I think
openly.
I would like celebrities more. I think I'd like it if, like, you know, Taylor Swift took a messy shit. Like, just be a person. Just be a person.
You know she does. She just doesn't sing about it.
I don't want her to sing about it, but I want the news to report about it.
Aaron, why do you cry at airports?
I think it's just like you're tired and you woke up early. And
I get sentimental at Hudson News.
Like sometimes it's like leaving my family. I'm just like tired. Like I don't know. Yeah, Hudson News makes me cry. I think I don't know. It's like a good time to let some stress out.
Mm.
I cry every time I get charged $6 for a Dunkin' Donuts bagel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess. I mean, So your point there, though, is that, like, you want to be a normal person and you don't want, like, all that celebrity attention?
I get really bad crowd anxiety. I just don't think, like, all things that come with fame, other than being dressed up in beautiful dresses, mm-hmm. are deeply uninteresting to me. So, yeah, I would rather, be famous after I'm gone, so, like, I don't have to deal with any of that part of it. And then maybe my family is rich from fame.
From your estate? That'd be pretty cool.
Can I pose something to you?
Sure.
You're already famous.
Oh my God, I am.
You're You're a podcast celebrity.
Oh, that's so true. Yeah. Over 11 of you.
Yeah, there's
12. You can just say 12.
Think of all of the people that have tweeted you, Aaron Keefe, mm-hmm. about your UTI.
I know. That's the level of fame this level of fame I'm comfortable with.
Yeah. Which is my favorite college, UTI.
Yeah.
Go TI. You can have whatever you like.
Go TI. We're the University of TI the Rapper.
Are we doing Indiana now, or one more? Would you rather?
We're going to do 10 more of these.
10?
We're going to do one more, and then we're going to move on to Indiana.
Cool.
So last, would you rather?
Yes.
Would you rather, and this is a light fun one. Would you rather accidentally be responsible for the death of a child, or mm-hmm. accidentally be responsible for the deaths of three adults?
Deaths of three adults. Are you kidding? That's my biggest fear.
I would say one child.
No.
What?
Three adults are already integrated into society.
Well, how old is the child?
The child, we don't know.
Can you just give me his name?
His name is Marcus, and he's...
from Boston.
He's a bit problematic.
Okay. Death of a child.
I'd say 7 years old. No. I would say I would rather be... So a child has yet to grow up into an adult integrated into society. These three adults have families... Spouses, children of their own, parents. They have jobs.
Well, we don't know. We're all adults and we don't have children.
To take three lives over one, kill that child.
No, because here's the thing. Is that that's like a punching down. Like the three adults are able, like we all have a responsibility to each other to like help each other if we can. But like kids do not have the means sometimes to protect themselves. So for us to let them die, it's just like an unfair.
And this is you're responsible, right? That's what it said. You're responsible.
You're responsible.
Well, we're assuming that it's not murder and it's an accident.
Yeah, but it's like, yeah, but you ultimately have responsibility. I mean, so, yeah, I don't know. This is a tough one.
I mean, just numbers-wise.
Numbers-wise,
three versus
though,
one. If I'm unloading my air conditioner, it falls out the window, kills a kid, I'm like, yikes. But I move on with my life. If I kill three adults...
I'm probably not recovering from
any of it, but in order to get myself to a place where I can recover, I have to think about, you know, like if I could Thanos snap and destroy half of the universe, I would definitely do that. Like global warming, like maybe it's better that
Thanos
I am
snap on my haters' graves.
Fortnite. Maybe it's better that I am removing three you know. And also, all people are bad. Have you ever talked to a person? They're all bad. Like, across the board, they're bad. Even the good ones who you're like, oh, whoa, this person's, like, good. This person's great. And they like, lean in real close to you, and they're like, you want to hear something about the Jews? And it's like, no. And it's like, you are one of my heroes. And now...
Well, what do you have on the Jews?
Oh, they're great. Good people, great food. but it's just like, I think that... You know, a kid is just a person waiting up to grow up and be bad, and adults are just people that are already bad. I think all of them go. I would like to change my answer to all people die. What if all people die and it was just deer? And then the deer started to run like Congress and like...
I just pictured deer in a pair of glasses and I'm pretty thrilled. So okay.
Yeah, so I think my answer to this question is whatever gets deer glasses faster, I'm interested in.
Here's something I'll talk about. Where I went to high school... is a town called Kewaunee, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a legend. Every town probably has its own legends and lores. In Kewaunee, Illinois, the legend is Deer Man, which was he would run around the woods. So mm-hmm. as a high schooler, me and some friends would go out, like out in the woods till 4 a.m. and look for Deer Man. And he would have
I just want to say
the body of a man
like
and the head of a deer.
Spoon Man.
Oh, Deer it was a Pearl Jam, or it was a Soundgarden song. So Deer Man would have the body of a human and the head of a deer.
Mm-hmm.
So a deer with glasses could exist.
All right.
Would you rather fight a deer with the body of a human and the head of a deer, or a deer with the body of a deer and a head of a human?
That
body
one,
of a,
that's
body
hilarious.
Of a human with a head of a deer.
You'd rather fight a human, basically, with a big deer
Do
head.
Do you know how strong deers are? Like, how powerful their muscles
are? I would ride
are,
it.
That explosive
I
action?
I would ride it.
But basically, you're just saying, like, even match, me versus another guy, like, even match, except yeah. they've got antlers.
Yeah.
That sucks for you in that fight. I would rather fight the thing on four legs.
I'd rather avoid antlers than something that has four legs with hooves and powerful ass hooves. Kicking muscles.
Hooves.
What did I say?
Hooves. It behooves me to say.
Let's see a quick scene. Aaron, you're lost in the woods, uh-huh. and JBC, you appear as deer man.
Okay.
Ooh. Gosh, I should have left some breadcrumbs. Or,
are you? I'm sorry. No, please, please, man. I do not mean to alarm you. My name is Deer Man. I have the body of a deer and the head of a man.
Are you wearing pajamas?
Well, I mean, I was. I tried to wear pajamas, but I tried to fit them on a deer body and they kind of shredded.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're Land's End. It was actually, this is a Land's End onesie. It's an adult onesie. It's actually two adult onesies. Earlier tonight, I broke into a Land's End and tried to wear a onesie. Sorry, you startled me. I startled you.
Like
my name's Evan.
Yeah, you're wearing one of those puffy Land's End vests, too.
Oh, yeah. So
I'm a J. Crew gal.
Oh, that's so funny. You know the difference between J. Crew and Land's End, right?
What?
About 40 bucks.
You're funny.
Thank you. What's your name?
Susie.
Great. Now the two of you are back at Deer Man's place.
Anyway, so I've got some red wine, a little cocaine. Do you do cocaine, Susie?
Well, maybe from time to time. Oh.
From
so
time
wait,
to
what,
time.
I'm sorry, I'm confused. What part of you is deer? Which part of you is man?
Okay, I'll just give you the quick rundown. Feet, human. Body, deer. Legs, deer. Penis, human. Butt, deer. Neck, human. Head, human. Nose, deer. Eyes, one human, one deer. Hair, for the majority, human. You're going to see some deer hair in there, some
hey,
deer
Kyle,
ticks.
Kyle.
Yeah?
You got him in your sights? Take the shot.
Hold on.
Look, what a beautiful deer.
Is
he talking to some girl over there?
Wait, who are we shooting?
We're shooting the deer.
Okay, cool.
The deer in the pajamas.
Yeah, the deer in the pajamas.
Kablam!
I can't even tell that the deer part of you or the human. It doesn't matter.
I shot him right in the dick.
It's the human penis part.
Oh, no.
Please, Susie, get me my cocaine.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Deer money, baby.
Fancy.
Lands End. Let's close out the episode with another segment of State ... Yo Business.
Yo Business.
Aaron, I'm going to be asking you some questions about Indiana.
And I won't know them.
America's chlamydia.
We used to be the syphilis capital of America.
Did it really?
I think Indianapolis was. Some other state passed us.
Here we go, Aaron. You're going to answer these questions even if you do not know them.
Great.
JPC, you will then have a chance to correct us all and inform us. Aaron, what do we think the Indiana state flower is?
Corn.
That is a great guess.
That is a very good guess.
It is. JPC, do you know?
I would say that the state flower is corn.
It's a type of, it's another word for piss.
Peonies.
Yep.
Mictory.
Oh, peonies are my favorite flower.
Peony. Is it really?
Yeah. I love peonies.
What do we think the Indiana nickname is? This is a phrase you probably know this somewhere in the recesses of your brain, but we'll see if it comes out now. What do we think the nickname is for Indiana? The something state.
Help us.
The help us state.
We're bored state.
I know. It's the something state. I know an old nickname. Which is different, so I won't say it.
We all know old nicknames.
Yeah. You know old nicknames? Hey, he lives down by the train tracks, gives kids nicknames. I'll call you Sport, call you Duke. Your name's Yellow Legs. Get out of here.
And who am I? Who am I?
Oh, are you? Your name's Cyclops. You're going to be an X-Men.
Hey, Cyclops, watch this. I'm going to hold up a mirror to old man nicknames and see what he says. Hey, give me a nickname.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that hunter shot him right in the dick.
My dear dick. My dear dick.
What do we think the nickname is? It's, come on, you know this. If you don't, let's move on.
The Hoosier State?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I don't know.
What's a Hoosier? I don't know what a Hoosier is.
Go Hoosiers.
I know, it's a basketball movie with Gene Hackman.
That's what it is.
Yep. I don't know what a Hoosier is. It's a...
Aaron, do you know what the word Indiana means? The origin of the state name? It's Latin, What is it Latin for?
I'm Indiana.
Nice.
I mean, if you took a minute to really parse it through it, you could figure it out.
I took 4 years of Latin.
Okay, then you should nail this.
Indiana.
I mean, even if you don't know Latin, there's one word in there that you could immediately suss out.
In.
Jesus Christ.
I'm being a jerk.
Yeah, it's based off of the word Indian.
Yeah.
It's based off of Native American something.
I don't know. It means land of the Indians.
Yeah.
Indiana.
I mean, everything in the Midwest has some like partial Native American tributation because this was all Native American land.
Aaron, do you want to guess some of the Indiana state mottos?
Sure. We all get really good at instruments because there's nothing else to do. Oops, you're driving through us.
Well, I mean, that's close,
you
right?
Were somewhere else.
Isn't that close?
Somewhat close. Yeah,
okay. The drive-through state.
Oh, that's very close.
Yeah, very
the
close.
The flyover state.
No.
The middle of America.
Closer.
We're stubborn. You wouldn't believe how stubborn we are.
I'll give you a hint. Devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. Where do you meet the devil?
Georgia.
No.
what's a symbol?
Hell.
Our state motto is Georgia.
Hell.
Meet the devil at midnight at the cross.
Cross. The crossover state.
Yep.
Yep, it's the crossover state.
They always do mashups. JPC, you want to fill us in?
Crossroads of America.
Indiana is the crossroads of America. Formerly, the state motto was honest to goodness, Indiana, which sounds like somebody's disbelieving them. Yeah. Of like, no, honest to goodness, we're Indiana.
Yeah.
And then the other one is...
Later, bitch!
Go ahead.
The other one is restart your engines.
Yeah.
Which I can understand why they did away with that.
Yeah.
My basically, my only experience of being in Indiana for a long period of time is I did an improv show, a Kurt Vonnegut-themed improv show in the basement of a church. One of the guys in the audience was in Survivor in the early 2000s.
Wait.
And no one knew what was going on.
A Kurt Vonnegut-themed improv show in the basement of a church, and one of the people in the audience was from an early episode of Survivor?
Yeah.
You got married. Those are the four things
in
Indiana marriage. You are wed to Richard from season two of Survivor.
Oh,
Richard, who fell into the campfire and who is 65 years old.
Yeah. He was one of the winners.
And a tax evader.
Yeah.
But anyways, they love Kurt Vonnegut there.
They do. We really love Vonnegut.
Kurt Vonnegut is from there. That's one of the local celebrities.
Every one of his books is about Indianapolis and Bloomington and shit like that.
So. And that's what the Harry Chapin song is about.
Yeah.
And the cat's in the cradle with the Kurt Vonnegut. Aaron, what do we think the state bird is? If you toss it to JPC, he's going to say Larry. So make sure you guess something.
Larry Bird.
Well, wouldn't that apply to Boston too? Didn't he go to coach the Celtics?
Yeah.
Anyway.
He's from Indiana, but he played for the Celtics.
He's from French Lick. You ever been to French Lick, JPC?
Yeah, there's a casino there.
What is the bird?
State bird is the cardinal.
The twittering boobly.
Which is why their baseball team is they don't have a baseball team.
That's not true. We have a minor league team called the Indians.
I said baseball. That means professional.
Yep.
Yeah,
baseball means professional.
Aaron, what do you think their flag is?
Something a little kid drew.
It is something a little kid drew. It's a flaming torch with 19 stars.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Cool.
I don't know what they represent.
Cool, Indiana.
What do we think the Indiana State song is?
Hello, we're
no.
That's right. It's Tom Cochran's Life is a Highway.
It's We Will Rock You by...
Indiana, we wish we were Illinois.
Wait, do you not know who's saying We Will Rock You?
Queen, it's by Queen.
We will trade you. We will trade you. We'll give you all our corn for Chicago. We want Chicago. Please give us Chicago. No. We need it.
The state song of Indiana is... Indiana, where we sell the guns to Chicago. Come and buy your guns in Indiana.
Come and buy your
JPC, do you know the song?
Hey, little lemon, light your fire, because I'm from Indiana.
That's right, the Black Crows.
I don't know the state song.
It's On the Banks of the Wabash. written by Paul Dresser, composed by Paul Dresser. Paul Dresser sounds like a chef on a baking show.
My name's Dan Cabinets.
I want to sing some of the song because it's terrible.
Yep, it's probably real bad.
Round my Indiana homesteads wave the cornfields. In the distance loom the woodlands, clear and cool. Often my thoughts revert to scenes of childhood when I first received my lessons, nature's school. But the one thing that is missing in the picture, without her face it seems so incomplete. I long to see my mother in the doorway as she stood 3 years ago, her boy to greet.
Yeah, that sucks. That also gives people the wrong impression of what Indiana is. It's like a sad tale about a guy and his mom. Like, it's
like, there's also the second part of it. Many years have passed since I've strolled by the river, arm in arm with sweetheart Mary by my side. It was there I tried to tell her that I loved her. It was there I begged her to be my brother.
What the fuck is this song? This is our state song?
Long years have passed since I strolled through the churchyard. She's sleeping there, my angel, Mary dear. So this woman died. He tried to marry her. She died. He probably shot her with a gun.
Yeah.
And this is the worst fucking state song I've ever seen.
The state flag of Indiana is actually kind of odd. It seems to be an apology note written by a man named Seth.
To the other 49 states?
to a woman named June. Apparently Seth, I guess it's unclear here, he had some sort of illicit affair with maybe her sister. It's the state flag.
We're in the home stretch here. What do we think the sort of agricultural and industrial exports of Indiana are?
Corn.
Corn's number one.
Corn.
Soybeans.
Soybeans number two.
People who are in show choir.
That's number three.
Glee clubs.
Glee clubs.
That's number four. Hogs and cattle are in there. Steel, transportation equipment, chemical products, petroleum, coal, machinery.
People who did mock trial.
Who do we think are some celebrities from Indiana?
Larry Bird.
That's a loose term. Yeah, Larry
David
Bird's
Letterman.
One. David Letterman's number two.
Vonnegut's got to be in there.
Vonnegut's in there. What else? It says James Dean. I don't know if that's correct.
Your friend Shelby Plummer, who's wonderful.
Your friend Shelby Plummer's on here. Michael Jackson.
Lincoln lived in Indiana for like a minute, but he wasn't from
there. For one minute, he lived in. And that's about it. How about some, let's go into, lastly, some fun facts for Indiana. Here's one. There are no fun facts.
Indiana's great, I'm sure. I just don't have many experiences with it. Did you like it?
One time I went home to Indianapolis. My little brother picked me up from the bus stop, and I was not there for 4 minutes when I saw two police officers arresting a prostitute, and the prostitute was fighting them off and... From me driving by, she looked to be winning. She was doing pretty well against those cops.
So you loved it?
Oh, yeah. Indiana's great. Great place to raise a kid.
What are some fun facts?
The movie Hard Rain was filmed in Huntingburg.
Yep, that's true. They filmed Hoosiers there for sure.
Oh, here's one.
My theater teacher in high school was a location scout for Hoosiers.
Mm.
This is, JPC, you just touched upon this. Abraham Lincoln moved to Indiana when he was 7 years old. He lived most of his boyhood in Spencer County with his parents, Thomas and Nancy. Let's see a scene.
Indiana's also called Lincoln's boyhood home.
Let's see a scene. I'll be Thomas Lincoln, Abraham's father. Mm-hmm. Aaron, you'll be Nancy Lincoln, the mom. And JPC, you will be Larry Bird. And you'll be Abraham Lincoln.
Young Abraham Lincoln.
7-year-old Abraham Lincoln.
Gotcha.
Honey, why are you crying? Do people keep teasing you about how tall you are?
And be honest with us.
I think I have Marfan's disease.
You do. Huh? We've told you several times.
So okay.
I think it's true.
No, it is true.
Oh, boy. Will I ever be normal? Will I ever be able to... play amongst the boys.
Well, can your mom and I tell you something?
Yeah.
You could be normal if, one, we ever reverse Marfan's disease, and two, you stop wearing those tall-ass hats.
Yeah, you're wearing those tall-ass hats. And that's probably why you're getting teased.
Well, but...
You walk around on all fours. Yes. You put a hat that's very tall on your ass.
Yeah, why not put it on your head and wear this beautiful top hat your father bought you for your birthday?
Why not put the top hat on my head? Yes, a top
you're
hat on my...
You're putting it on your ass again right now as
why
we're talking.
Why are you... why must you be this way?
I am the way that I am. For I will do great things in my life.
You're going to do great things.
Yes.
What can you see 10 minutes into the future?
You know what? I am going to do great things. You're nothing. You're a wood farmer, and you're a wood farmer's wife. But
what
I'm
will you be doing 67 years from now?
I'm going to own a chicken franchise. I'm going to own a bunch of chicken stores. That's Wait. Right. I'm going to take chicken and make it a big thing and sell it to people all across this state. People
Wait, gonna Nancy, look. Nancy, did our son just call us wood farmers?
I think he did.
What is that? Wood? How can you be a wood
farmer?
Does
he think wood? Hold on. Can we talk over here? Does he think wood grows out of the ground?
I mean, it does in a way.
Well.
Trees.
Nancy,
I want a divorce.
You know what I meant.
Oh.
There's a process. For
would I rather kill my 7-year-old son or the three of us together? Which is worse?
And scene.
That's it for Indiana. And for
if you could time travel back in time and kill any president, who would you kill?
Thomas Jefferson.
George Bush, because he just died.
Thomas
and
Jefferson.
And I did it.
I would kill Steve Jobs,
no,
president
Andrew
of Apple.
Jackson. Andrew Jackson.
Yeah, I'd definitely kill Jackson. You
I would kill the
kill
band,
Jackson.
The Presidents of the United
you
States,
kill Jackson
so that I never have to hear the song Peaches or Lump again. That's our first Patreon episode. Thank you all so much for listening. We're very excited for what we have in store for you. It's going to be a lot of variety, a lot of fun, different road trip games and game shows and whatnot. And we thank you so much for your support.
We love you.
We love you.
Yeah, we love you. So keep tuning in. Unless you hated this, then this is actually the last one you have to listen to. Go ahead and take your Patreon money back. We wish you all the best. Goodbye.
You might as well write out the rest of the month. I mean,
yeah, right out the month. Right out the month. Listen to three more or something. You know, whatever you decide, make sure that you tell your friends that this was good, even if it's bad.
Yeah, and your enemies.
And your enemies.
And that's going to do it for us. Aaron, what's something you want to say?
Jupiter.
No. That's for the main show. Oh. These people paid a premium, Aaron. They get to hear you say something fun and courageous and brave.
Neptune!
Yay!
That's what it is.
That was Clue Crew, so now here's a who's who. The relatable host was Aaron Keefe. If you rolled your eyes, it's because of Adel Refai or that other young guy, fucking JPC. KJ Snyder edited what everybody said, and M. Multicardamus did the logo. Arnie Parrott sang and wrote every single friggin' note of 1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle riddles, Clue Crew.